KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. And starting off with high school football from last night, we had a game for you here on the radio in Carroll, and the Atlantic Trojans picked up their season opening victory after dropping one on the road in week one. The Trojans bounced back to pick up a win last night as they took the opening kickoff, drove 85 yards in 10 plays to grab a lead against Kemper Catholic, and never trailed the rest of the way. Atlanta capped off that impressive opening drive with a 13-yard touchdown run by Bodie Johnson to open the scoring. The Trojans went on to lead 14-7 at the half and won the game 21-10. Both teams put together long, methodical drives early in the game with only six total possessions in the first half. Kemper Catholic nearly answered Atlantic's opening drive, putting together a 13-play drive that ended on a slightly overthrown pass and a turnover on downs at the Atlantic 23. Atlantic then went 15 plays down the field to grab a 14-0 lead on a 20-yard touchdown pass from Garrett McLaren to Colin Mullinex. Kemper successfully responded to that score with a 65-yard drive of their own that ended with a 2-yard touchdown run by Logan Siebenaller. That put the game to 14-7 at the break. Kemper opened the second half driving all the way to the Atlantic 10 before a turnover on downs. After an Atlantic punt on their first possession, the Knights got close enough for Simon Wagner to punch through a 40-yard field goal to make the score 14-10. Atlantic then threw an interception on their next possession, but the defense came up big, forcing a Knight punt from near their own goal line. Cale Polito came rushing off the edge and blocked that punt. The Knights picked it up and brought it out only to the 10-yard line, so Atlantic got to take over with a very short field. And they capitalized three plays later with a Corey Parrott 5-yard touchdown run to provide that cushion and get it to 21-10. Atlantic improves to 1-1 on the season. They'll open up district play next week at Greene County. Kemper Catholic falls to 0-2 on the year, and they'll start their district action by hosting West Central Valley next week. After the game, we caught up with Bodie Johnson, and he talked about the defense kind of stepping things up, especially as it moved to the second half.
Yeah, our defense stepped up really well in the second half. You know, Coach Mack and Coach Athoff weren't really happy with us the first half because, you know, our defense is really good, and I don't think we played to our potential that first half. Second half, you know, they came, they started yelling at us and all that, and I think we turned it on, and, you know, that's what we're going to get out of Atlantic defense second half there. We shut them down.
And also, Coach McDermott, after the game, was proud of the way his team battled all night long. And he especially was proud of how they started the game, came out right away, took that opening kickoff, went all the way down the field to score. And he said that was kind of a little bit more deliberate here this week.
I was thinking about that earlier, Chris. You know, last week, I think we outsmarted ourselves. We liked the football in our hands right away, and we set the tone, just like you said. I thought we came out and responded right away and got things going right away.
And Coach McDermott also talked about the unique nature of the game, especially early on with those long drives, each team kind of going back and forth.
You know, that's kind of how we like it, though. We like to burn a lot of clock, use a lot of clock, you know, slow the game down, let that clock burn so our defense can put us in positions like we had tonight here in the second half. And, you know, our offense responded when they needed to. You know, our defense gave us a short field in the second half and we punched a ball in.
And you can check out those full post-game interviews with Bodie Johnson and Coach McDermott up on this same story on our sports page at KJN.com. We've also got the link there to go back and watch the full live video broadcast there from KJN TV last night of that Atlantic win over Kemper Catholic. So you can go back and re-enjoy it here on this Saturday morning. Also, in other scores last night in high school football play, starting off, we'll go to eight-man action and lots of area teams in play. And in District 7, Cam opened up their home slate with a big victory, 48-8 over Bedford. And you can go back and watch the replay of that one as well over on the Cam Cougar channel. Students had that broadcast last night for you on air. Also, it was East Mills, a 36-12 win over Stanton Essex. Fremont Mills topped Griswold 74-16. And Lennox beat up on East Union 80-6. In District 8 play, Audubon, nice win to start off their or continue their district run as they beat Arweva 49-6. Also, Woodbine a 50-28 win over Booyer Valley. That game was close until late. Woodbine pulled away in the fourth quarter there to pick up that victory. Exira EHK held close with Coon Rapids Bayard for a good chunk of the game, but the Crusaders pulled away in the second half, ended up winning it 66-19. You can go back and watch the replay of that one as well. That was broadcast over on Spartan Media last night, a home opener there for the Spartans, also available there through the KJN Video Network. And West Harrison Whiting was a 56-44 winner over Glidden-Ralston. That's a look at your eight-player scores from the area. In other scores from 11-man play in Class 4A action, it was Abraham Lincoln 20-14 over Des Moines North as the Lynx start the season 2-0. In class games featuring Class 3A teams, it was Gilbert topping ADM by a 34-33 final in overtime. ADM went for two to try to get the win in OT, but came up short. Gilbert hangs on for that close win. In District 9, it was Webster City beating up on Carroll 55-0. Worst loss for Carroll High in nearly three decades. Also, Spencer was a 35-7 winner over Denison Schleswig. Harlan, another big win for them in another top 10 rated battle as they knock off Pella 21-18. The Cyclones were up 21-10 late in that game. Pella got a late score, a two-point conversion to inch a little closer, but the Cyclones hold on to win that ballgame 21-18 as they start off a nice 2-0. Also in other action, Lewis Central in a top 5 rated battle beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 49-28. So a big win there for LC as they go on the road and pick up that win. Also Glenwood, a big win over Trainer 37-0. The final in that one as the Rams pick up their second win of the year. Winterset was a 41-14 winner over Creston Orient Maxburg. In games featuring Class 2A teams out of District 9, it was Des Moines Christian 36-0 over Sheraton. Panorama top Clarinda 41-31. Shenandoah 28-20 over Sydney. South Central Calhoun beat Greene County 34-7. And Southwest Valley beats up on Red Oak 46-7. Southwest Valley started the year 3-0. In Class 1A play, or teams from Class 1A, out of District 7, ACGC, a 43-7 win over Central Decatur. Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 41-13. It was I-35 with a win over Clark 37-0. Also, North Mahaska over Colfax Mingo 48-12. PCM beat Pella Christian 42-7. And Pleasantville was a 56-29 winner over Linville Sully. Games that feature teams from District 8 and 9, it was West Central Valley 26-24 over Eagle Grove as West Central Valley picks up a win there. Woodward Granger 42-14 over Ogden. Also, MMCRU, their first win in a couple of years as they beat Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute 20-16, the final in that one. OABCIG, top-ranked team there in Class 1A, was able to get a tough victory over Spirit Lake, 27-21. The final there as the Falcons win it. Sioux Central, 16-6 over East Sac County. In games that featured Class A teams, it was Cardinal, 35-8 over Wayne. South Hamilton beat Madrid, 45-6. Southeast Valley, 32-22 over IKM Manning. Ridgeview beat Cherokee Washington, 27-7. It was Westwood, 41-20 over Akron Westfield. Unity Christian topped Woodbury Central, 27-13. And also last night, it was Riverside beating West Monona Whiting by a 36-2 final. And Logan Magnolia picked up a big win, 28-7, as they knock off St. Albert in last night's action. HSTW 39-6 over Missouri Valley. And Underwood picked up a big win as well, 41-8 over Tri-Center. That's a look at your high school football scoreboard from last night. You can see that full scoreboard as well if you missed anything up on our sports page at KJN.com. The decision to go without fans at Iowa State football games is going to lead to some tough budget decisions for the athletic department. Cyclone Athletic Director Jamie Pollard sent a letter to fans on Friday saying he is adjusting the projected budget deficit from $17.5 million to $30 million. Pollard says the original estimate was based on having fans for football. Pollard says the department will have to look at several options to make up the deficit, including more salary cuts and layoffs in the department, possibly eliminating sports, and the closing of C.Y. Stevens Auditorium. Pollard says the athletic department subsidizes C.Y. Stevens by $1 million annually, and the revenues generated by events there are not enough to cover its operating expenses or pay for the facility's deferred maintenance. And a couple of other notes here from The sporting world, it was TCU and SMU postponing their September 11th matchup in Fort Worth after the Horned Frogs said that some players and support staff have tested positive for the coronavirus. TCU athletic director Jeremiah Donati said the programs would try to make up the game at a later date. And also, the Miami Heat are on the verge of reaching the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since the days of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. The Heat trailed by 12 before outscoring the top-seeded Bucks 40-13 in the fourth quarter of a 115-100 triumph there against Milwaukee. Miami will go for an unexpected sweep on Sunday. The other number one seed is the Lakers, who dropped their opener for the second straight series. James Harden scored 36 points. The Rockets ran away from the Lakers 112-97. And also yesterday, in baseball play, Yu Darvish carried a perfect game into the sixth inning and won his seventh straight decision as the Cubs beat the Cardinals 4-1. Wilson Contreras had three hits and four RBIs to back Darvish, who limited St. Louis to one hit while striking out 11 over seven frames. And we'll continue to bring you that series here over the weekend. They're set to play a doubleheader here today with the pregame starting before the first game at 3:20 here this afternoon. And also in the Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, it took three tries this week, but both the Dallas Stars and Vegas Golden Knights finally advanced to the NHL's Western Conference Finals. The Stars are this far into the postseason for the first time since 2008, while the Golden Knights are in the conference final for the second time in their three-year history. Rookie Joel Kiviranta completed the first NHL hat-trick, 7:24 into overtime, to give the Stars a 5-4 win over the Colorado Avalanche. And also, the Golden Knights put away the Vancouver Canucks with a stifling 2-0 victory. Robin Leonard needed just to make 14 staves for his third shutout of that series. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.